Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, and we have a big surprise for you. We have a naturopathic doctor, and that just makes it all worthwhile. I heard a video of hers online, and she just reminded me a lot of Dr. Jane Ruby, someone who's just full of energy, full of power, full of knowledge, and willing to take on all these demons. You know what? You can't lose. So I reached out to her office, and finally, we got her nailed down for today to bless you with her knowledge and experience to come at it from a slightly different angle than a lot of the other doctors we've had, and hopefully offer you some solutions to dilemmas. And I hear so many of them from people that have reached out to me that have taken the jab, that suffer from all kinds of effects. And it breaks my heart, really, that there isn't like a silver bullet type of thing. A lot of times, like, you can get into a good herb, and it's just totally revitalizes you, changes you, and puts you back on track because your body's getting what it needs. And this is just so, so despicable. I don't know if there's anything that we can get like that. Anyway, Amanda, welcome aboard. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself, and we'll get into the meat and potatoes.
Hi, George. Thanks for having me, and I love the name, The Power Hour, because this is really all about balancing our power and empowering ourselves to be free of this, you know, complete slave system that we've been, you know, step by step pulled into over generations, and we're really waking up to that. And I'm on board with truth and freedom and supporting people to help themselves naturally with their health and get back to folk remedies and how to live with nature and God and things that we seem to have slippery sloped away from. My training, you know, I went to naturopathic college. I didn't decide to get licensed because one of the ways they handle you is through the advisory boards and, you know, licenses and certificates and so forth. And that's why a lot of the naturopaths that I've, you know, basically migrated away from now, they've fallen hook, line, and sinker for this scam too. They're all supporting the poison. They're, you know, it's a real disappointment. I saw that when I was in medical school. I was opening my mouth pretty loud back then too. And as happens, you get blacklisted, you make some enemies, and they don't help you get ahead because everything is massaged in these institutions. And if you don't toe the party line, then you're not part of the cult, then you're kicked out. And that's pretty much my story. So I'm independent and private now. And previous to that, I went to university. I got a Bachelor of Science in Agricultural Biotechnology. And the value of that for me was actually to learn chemistry the way I did and math and these sorts of hard sciences. But also to see again that the institutions are co-opted. It's not about free thinking, or invention. Or improving life and benefiting all of mankind. It is about capture. It's about industry, corporations, and again, you know, bowing down to those with the power, money, and influence rather than standing on your own footing and working, you know, in local communities to build yourself, stability in proper microeconomies. And we've handed over our power, you know, to all of these occultists, and they're changing their corporate policies. People think we live in countries, but we don't. We live in corporations, and now the policies have changed, and they're coming down hard on people, saying, "Yeah, well, guess what? We decided that everyone needs to be poisoned, and there's too many of you, so we're gonna have to clear this up." And take over the children. And if you want to be part of the cult, just put a mask on. Then we know you're one of us. Put the mask on your children. Then we know you're submissive and you're obedient. And you'll be able to go into the arenas to have events. And you'll be able to go shopping at the stores that we supply you with and make us rich. But everybody else who's not in the cult and doesn't want to obey, Yeah, we'll just push them slowly out of society because we don't want free thinking, grounded, empowered people in our cult. And that's how I see it, how it's going today. But I saw the writing on the wall a long time ago. I moved out of the cities when I got pregnant back in 2011. I knew I had to get out of the city. I knew I couldn't raise my child in an area that has, you know, billboards on the backs of every last bit of vertical space to promote insanity to my child and has no boundaries on sexuality or perversion, warps ideas, you know, warps and confuses children as to what is right and wrong. I had to get the heck out and I had to learn how to chop wood and carry water and grow a garden. And I've been doing that for the last 10 years. I started my store, basically supplying natural remedies to mom and baby. And then I grew from there, started making all my own skin creams and lotions and so forth. And then I found out about dimethyl sulfoxide or DMSO, which is a tree remedy, wrote a book about it, started to put it in my products and seeing some really miraculous healings from that. So, you know, I've built my own security. And not being beholden to other corporations for my income. And I think a lot of people are feeling trapped right now because they didn't feel the call earlier to get out of those situations. But here we are today, you know, trying to get the truth out amidst all the censorship and, struggling to grapple with the absolute insanity that we're witnessing outside of our doors. And collaborating with like-minded people and getting some new systems built, which I'm very excited about.
Well, that's the big thing you mentioned very, very clearly is the new people. There's a new paradigm in the world. Everybody must know what it is. You're either on one side of this fence or the other, and you're all going to be, corralled into cooperation with your side. One side, I think, is going to feel the effects of the lie down the road, and the other side will persevere. But we're going to go over a few bumps, very big bumps, and we have to cooperate with people and work with people. I know a young lad that my son works with at his plant. His parents insisted that he get the jab or they're going to throw him out. And it just broke my heart because I didn't hear about it until too late. He'd already submitted. And I just said, son, you should have called me right away. And we just make room for this young fella to ride out the storm. Because once you put this stuff in your body, you're kind of on a one-way track to wherever they're going to take you. And there's no way out, most likely. So that really bothered me. But I understand now that, no matter who it is, if you're on this side to resist this and stay with the way we were made and appreciate this life and not want to be turned around into what they want us to be. And make no mistake about it, you're going to be some kind of new biodigital critter that they're going to make. The Canadian government has their policy paper online exploring biodigital convergence. Change human beings, our bodies, minds, behaviors, change or create other organisms, alter ecosystems, sense, store, process, and transmit information, manage biological innovation, structure, and manage production and supply chains. And I don't think there was one politician anywhere in this whole country in any party that ever brought that to the populace to say that could be an election issue, maybe, would you prefer that? And my other radio colleague, Jeffrey, would just love you for saying you live in a corporation, because that's his big research facet. And for myself, I'm a big believer in DMSO. I've used it for years now, and I found it to just to be an amazing product. And I read a book by a cardiologist who was recommending this, and it's supposed to be quite the clot buster. Not that that could be important nowadays, but probably something to add to your larder for self-defense. One of the biggest questions I get, and it's one that, I almost cry sometimes when I hear the people suffer from these injections, is there anything they can do to purge it out of their body? And that's, one lady's been hanging on to me for like 6 weeks to hear her answer. I pray for her all the time because foolishly she just took it in a weak moment and has regretted it ever since. Is there anything we can do?
I always believe that we're more powerful than anything and that the healing is always available to us, and we just have to understand a little bit about the body and how it works, which we've been put into ignorance about on purpose, and that there's more to this reality than meets the eye. And so your faith and your belief is important in that and where your mind is at. So I usually suggest to people, first of all, correct your thinking. You're okay. You made a mistake. You're going to work now to correct the mistake, and you're not going to fall into further fear and negative thinking because that's just going to make it worse. So that's step one. It wasn't my article, but I mirrored an article on my blog, yummy.doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R. That's the domain name. And if you look up NAC, so if you type in NAC into the search, it'll come up. And it's called NAC is the Ticket. It talks about how glutathione in the body is a master antioxidant, and it will sequester all kinds of poisons out of the blood, out of the muscle. And there's different ways to increase your glutathione levels through the liver. You can take supplements specifically if you wish, like N-acetylcysteine, as I mentioned, or actually take a glutathione supplement. You can do things like coffee enemas, for example. Coffee enemas will increase the glutathione levels in the colon and liver respectively of 600 to 700%. So you get quite a lot of this antioxidant produced to, again, clean up the blood and the tissues. And there are other, supplements and vitamin C, magnesium. Those are very important to increase cell repair and also to upregulate the waste removals from the seven different routes of elimination that are in the liver, which is your master organ of elimination. So detoxing and upregulating liver removal of poisons is really the focus. If you've had the jab and you're regretting and you don't know what to do, then start to put together a step-by-step plan, write it out for yourself, get the things that you need and just begin and know that for the most part, if it's just the one shot, you'll probably be able to clean up a lot of it. There's more that can be done. For example, even breath work, deep breathing, fasting, sweating. There's something called, where you use a rub on the skin, to get out metals. For example, I have it. It's called Vodka Skin Healing Solution. I make it. It's from Dr. Robert Kassar, and it's called Gua Sha. So it's an application on the skin, and it will open the pores up and make sure that everything can come out properly. So there's different routes of elimination that you can use, the breath, so to get the gases out, the skin to get toxins out, and the bowels and the liver to get the other heavier wastes out. So I would upregulate or work with all of those systems. And good nutrition, stop poisoning yourself more. That's the other part. Watch carefully what you're eating and drinking and inhaling and all of these things, and be very careful because you don't want any more wastes. Now, if it's either the DNA altering shot or the RNA altering shot, if it has taken in your body and rewritten some of your encoding, then one of the things that you can do is use DMSO, because DMSO does heal and repair a lot of DNA. It's also very preventative to DNA damage from electromagnetic fields, and a lot of people who have had this put into them are now finding themselves more electromagnetically heightened or coming online as EMF transmitters. And so working with DMSO can help repair cells, like you alluded to, George, was the blood clotting prevention, which we're seeing in autopsy now after people have had the shots and died from the shots. that there's a petechiae or micro blood clotting found in all kinds of levels of the veins, especially in the head and neck area. So that means it's compromising blood flow to the brain, interestingly enough. Forget free thinking. We already have a thinking problem. Now it's adding to it. And to do also detoxifying baths as well, using borax is a very good detoxifier. Also antiparasitical. They found different parasites in all shots actually are contaminated. We've known this for a long time, with parasite eggs, all kinds of different, micro, you know, flora, all kinds of, mold spores and these sorts of things that also have major effects and anti-inflammatory and, tissue damaging effects. So, there's probably previous shots that have been had that need to also be purged. So you might as well go for it all at the same time. And the metals, of course, as well. So, soaking in borax, baking soda, Epsom salts, these sorts of admixtures are very, very helpful. I also like to promote castor oil as a pack, to help the liver, become, more functional. And to even support the kidneys and any of the other tissues, you can use castor oil packs. You can look that up. I do have information on my blog as well about how to do that properly, as well as how to do the coffee enemas properly and when and when not to do them and that kind of thing. So there's so much that can be done to repair the tissues and reset the body, even to the point where I interviewed a gentleman called Sol Luckman, and he discusses using a sound therapy by which your DNA can be repaired through connecting with your own meta-DNA template and pulling it through into your body. So even your DNA can be healed using sound therapy or vibrational therapy. So there's so much to learn, and I think we can use our mistakes as opportunities to grow and to help others with the knowledge that we gain from fixing what mistakes we've made.
Indeed, indeed. One of the common faults or issues with people that get this is they don't know they're hurting themselves. So it comes as a surprise. And, you know, so you may be a pretty spectacular athlete and you don't realize your blood's clotting. And the last thing you would ever expect in your life in the here and now is to have issues like seniors would have in your 20s and 30s when you're at the peak of your physical conditioning process. And so sometimes it's just written off as a strained muscle or a short problem, and they end up getting much bigger problems because it just comes out of nowhere and lays you flat. And, you know, so to take preparatory things in advance, you know, wasn't an option. And it just breaks my heart to see young people with this myocarditis, having strokes, having issues with blood clots or other organ issues. While I was on in the previous hour, someone just made a short video of going into the Google search engine, and it finishes off your search when you're looking. So he just put COVID vaccine causes, and then, you know, just add a letter through the whole alphabet. And virtually every disease and ailment you could ever imagine, people have been searching for already to find the answers. So that tells us this is very prevalent all over, and there's just so many issues. I saw in Nature magazine there was like 23 important body functions and organs that this thing attacks. That was in January last year. And, of course, they pulled it. I couldn't find it anywhere anymore, so I kicked myself for not copying the text. So I could remember them all, but I guess you just pick one, and it can come there. And it's just so devastating to see people who get these chronic injuries from this blindly trusting. So if there's anything you don't do, don't blindly trust these corporations and these governments, which are corporations too. It's all about money and a deeper agenda that you can't understand. And I'm, in a way, I'm glad people don't understand that, because then they're not inherently evil like these people. And but they are vulnerable and weak and difficult to bring on board when you try to warn them that something terrible is going on. And this going into the children is probably my biggest just nightmare coming along because I'm working out of Toronto and vicinity. You know, you just hear the mayor there just lining up the school board to inject all these kids from 5 to 11 in some school program and put this poison in their bodies. And the United States is on to do it, too. And that's a tough one. It's bad enough we adults have to take it on the chin for one thing or another, but generally any species anywhere protects their children from harm, and this is such great harm. Is there anything special we can say about the children? Can they take it? Will they be in the same distress as us adults?
Well, it's a Pollyanna syndrome, you know, where people don't want to look at the monster that's in front of them. They don't want to see it, and they don't want to admit, also, especially parents don't want to admit they've been making mistakes. And the way that they've created this psychological operation is to first, of course, make the parents do the behaviors, because children automatically want to mimic what their parents do. So if they see their parents masking and taking shots and saying they're good, then the children are going to want it. The children are going to try to emulate it. And now they're forcing the children to mask up, which that alone just breaks my heart to do that to a child. Or we have children born into this cult who are seeing, you know, going outside into cities and seeing most people with their faces covered, which is also, very damaging to their psychological development. And that alone, you know, was upsetting. And now they want to ensure, of course, as population control measures, to inject the children, to render them, you know, infertile. That's really the goal for the children. So that I'm sure the shots will be geared a little bit differently than with the adults. They want to kill off the adults and take the children. So they're not going to kill too many children. They're going to probably render them sterile for the most part, to get their population to where they want it. And also, if you kill too many at once, it's too obvious. So they have to do it very, very slippery slow. So,
indeed, indeed, a slow burn to hell from our great government. I'm George Freund. Power Hour Nation will join you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from Optivita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on Optivita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us, Dr. Amanda Vollmer from Yum Naturals, a great store and a great person who is standing up to these evil individuals, spirits, things, persons, entities that basically want to collapse human society into its dust and trample over us and walk away. And it's something we can't allow to happen. Most of us are very poorly equipped to even begin to understand who or what the enemy is and how to deal with it. And it's just nice to know there are little niches of knowledge, power, abilities that aren't going with the flow. That's what Orwell said, you know, it's just forming a thought against them is a victory. Spiritually, never mind actually winning the whole struggle in short order. And that's part of this curve, is to build up this momentum to form thoughts of resistance against it, to not comply with all these edicts and mandates that are totally, totally illegal, immoral, impractical. But basically what we've regressed to is the ultimate law, the law of the jungle, where might makes right. And they have a lot of that might. And most of it's through coercive tactics used by the media. And that's a place where we win the war very, very easily by changing the channel. And you come to alternative sources of media where you can have a breath of fresh air. And once you taste that, I always described it as going to a mountain spring and having beautiful, beautiful, clear water, when maybe before you were in a village that had dirty brown water and effluents from pollution and who knows what else to drink. But that was your life source and you were used to it. And at first you were resistant to take that spring water because it was clean, clear, didn't smell. But you tried it and then you found out it was so refreshing and it rejuvenated your body and your mind and you just felt great. Then you go back to where you were before and you see the fetid swamp that you got water from and you know it's a fetid swamp. And that is corporate mainstream media, the fetid swamp that wants to feed you poisons. I was shocked in my learning curve to just, you know, to even begin to understand what was put in our food that caused us so much harm to our bodies. And these things are still some of the most popular things in the world today. And one, just by some luck, I ended up working with a chemist. And my mother wasn't feeling well for whatever issue she had at the time. And he just listened to the conversation. And as soon as my conversation was over, he went right away. Did she drink Coke? I go, yeah. And he goes, phosphoric acid melts your joints, rots your teeth, you know, does all these things. And that was like a big slap in the face, but a good one. Couldn't. Really had to struggle to get my mom off this stuff. But when I realized what was in there, I've never touched it since. And that's a long time now, good generation and a bit. And there's probably so many of you that bring stuff like that into your body. And some of the things that we bring into our body, when you mix it with these wild card carcinogens in these shots or other things, this acid, like if you ever got a clogged drain, I met a guy going on holidays, right? It's late at night and he needs Drano and he's got to leave and, you know, he can't get any. All the stores are closed. I said, well, go over to the convenience store and get a can of pop. And he looks at me like I got two heads. I said, pour that down the drain. You want to see your drain get cleared? The acid in that just melt through it. So you go, well, I got nothing to lose. Plane, I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to catch my plane. He gets the phosphoric acid from the soda pop, pours it down the drain. Phew, says, that was the best drain cleaner I ever had. But what does it do to your body?
Yeah, it's amazing how many people hurt themselves on a daily basis and don't really think about it, what they're doing. When I'm assisting people or educating, you know, that's always the first thing I say. Stop. Where is the poison coming in your life? You know, and you have to ask yourself, do you love yourself? You know, do you care enough about yourself, or do you berate yourself all day? Do you hate yourself? You know, because someone who hates themselves will poison themselves willingly, right? People who don't have good esteem, self-esteem, or have, you know, are self-empowered, which is what the whole, you know, system is set up to do. Look at just the social media aspect to disempower you and compare yourself to others, feel less than what you're, you know, who you really are. And that makes you depressed and then you just want to do self-harm and most people won't do big self-harm. They'll just do little self-harms throughout the day to whittle themselves away. And that has to change. That's the foundation of a lot of these problems, is just self-hatred and lack of self-love, and not in a egotistical, selfish, narcissistic way. I mean, understanding your place here and your connection to God, and that you are of God and you're divine and you're meant to live this life and fulfill your journey and come home to love. And how are you supposed to love another if you're, you know, not loving yourself and not honoring who you are. And, I see it all over the place. And that's really, it's a struggle for everyone. We, none of us, I think, get fully away from it. I think we all go through, self-berating aspects, especially as being perfectionists and, or having situations where we've had abuse. We become our own abuser, but that just means there's healing to do. And there's healing available in all different avenues for that.
Oh, indeed, indeed. One Georgism I came up with for something on this issue for people that are like that. I know I could probably do late night comedy for a toxic boss I had once that was just beyond belief. And, you know, maybe the governor general we had here recently was worse. Or maybe she got to be governor general. I don't know. But, you know, it's just, what you do to me is a sign of your weakness. How I respond with what you do to me is a sign of my strength. And I'll always be strong, and you'll always be weak, at least until you figure it out.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, so this, to me, I see it as a big, you know, litmus test. For intelligence, and also for, if you can't see lies, right, they have to get bigger so that maybe you can see it. And then if you still don't see it, well, then they're going to have to get bigger and louder and right in your face. And if you still don't see it, then that's willful ignorance at play, right? Because it's so obvious. It couldn't be more obvious what's happening. But yet, many choose to believe the illusion and not see it. That's willful ignorance. That's the problem. That's why they won't wake up, because they choose not to wake up. They'd rather live the illusion than the truth. And that's a choice, and that's within their free will decision to make. And there's not much we can do for people like that. They have to want it. They have to desire change, and they have to be brave enough to overcome the underpinnings of the lies and also being ejected from their peer group. I mean, I'm sure you've experienced this as well, George, but, you know, I've been slander attacks and nastiness that has come in my direction because I choose to stand up for truth and freedom and righteousness and empower others to take back their health and expose the demons and the corporate liars is unprecedented. And so you have to have enough thick skin to be able to deal with that. You have to warrior up to some degree. A lot of these people have been placated and snowflaked into fragility, and they're too afraid of that ejection or rejection from their peer group. They would rather live the lie in their peer group than stand out on their own and be an individual and have their own opinion. And that's just the shallowness that's come to mankind by design. And I guess there's a handful of us it didn't take with and it didn't set in with. We say what we mean, and we do our independent research, and we're not afraid to stand out against the lemmings. And that's the difference there too, I notice.
Well, one thing, in jocularity, I used to work with this former sergeant major in the Canadian Army. He'd been everywhere, done anything, everything you could imagine all around the world. He's a really nice guy. I miss him. And, he worked for that toxic boss, too, and she fired him. So I took him out to breakfast to a restaurant. It was the last place, probably on Earth almost, that you could smoke a cigarette in, and he smoked. So I took him there specifically, and, he was all nervous, and, after you eat, you got to smoke, and he's getting all itchy and got to light up that cigarette. And I'm going, well, light up. The ashtray here on the table. He goes, that's against the law. And I said, well, turn around, look at the three cops at the bar there smoking. This is Beirut, buddy. That's why I brought you here. This is for you. This is not for me. And he goes, well, you don't smoke. And I said, well, you don't understand. This will be the last breath of freedom I'll probably ever have, because you can do something that you want to do that nobody appreciates too much anymore, and you have to kowtow down to them. So I'll enjoy the fumes just from the fact that this is the end of the line in history. But, when we talked about things like that off the wall, I'd ask him, said, did you ever hit your head? And he goes, oh, yeah, I remember. I was a little kid. I was running, and this gate swung shut, hit me in the head, and knocked me down. And I was really laid out. And I said, you see, that's why. I was in a car accident as a very small child, hit my head on the dashboard. So there's something different about us that I'll just tune out to say that, we got whacked once for some circumstances, and our brains don't work like everybody else's anymore. And we just take that as it's God's blessing to give us these things. And nobody walked the walk more than Jesus to take the beatings of the state, because that's what Rome was ultimately. And all through history, the heretics have been tortured, abused, ridiculed, punished. And the big thing about it is, in the long run, it really doesn't work. It's just a short-term solution, because ultimately it's a system that turns on itself and eats itself. And we survive, we persevere, and we have to have that inner strength to know that what we're doing is for the good of humanity. What's the truth always sets us free. So we have to struggle in that direction. Even if we stumble and crawl a little bit to get there, that's the direction we have to stumble in. And when we do that, it's a liberation for everyone. There's no money involved. You can't quantify it in any way, shape, or form. It's just that energy of beauty, freedom, and decency that just, it's like the white dove flying off into space again. It's free now. And you can be free, too, by not conforming to all this stuff, resisting in whatever way you can with whatever you have at hand. But the big thing is, if you want to live and keep your body a temple the way it was made, don't allow this poison to go in your body at any cost, because you get a new life. No matter what you did before, if you had to change to do something else comes along. It is the laws of economics, too. And that when something falls out of use, it will fall into use again. It may be completely different and something you never expected, but it's there waiting for you. So if you've got to give up a job, and I encourage people in the military to walk out, we need your skills. We need your understanding. Doctors, nurses, first responders, you have talent. If we risk losing you and then
you know, one of my big jokes is, you know, the Homer Simpson at the nuclear power plant. Don't all take the shot. Please. Keep a couple left just in case. The best I got is Homer Simpson's bird to keep the place going. And we'll get through it. And then when we see what's self-evident, we'll look back and we'll know what demons really ruled us. And for a couple of few generations, that knowledge will still exist. It is a terrible time. A terrible time. Bilderberg Jacques Attali wrote about this in 1981 in one of his books. The future will be about finding a way to reduce the population. Of course, we will not be able to execute people or build camps. We get rid of them by making them believe it is for their own good. We will find or cause something, a pandemic targeting certain people, a real economic crisis or not, a virus affecting the old or the elderly. It doesn't matter. The weak and the fearful will succumb to it. The stupid will believe in it and ask to be treated. We will have taken care of having panned the treatment, a treatment that will be the solution. The selection of idiots will therefore be done by itself. They will go to the slaughterhouse alone. That's how bold they are and how long they've been at this. Probably forever, really. But we have to be bold, too. You were bold. I like the thing you were talking about, your story, that you wouldn't let masked people in. That sounded so refreshing.
Well, you know, they're a liability. And how it came about was I had one in here, and she nearly fainted in my store. And if she had fainted and hit her head, I'm liable for the damages. And so that's actually where it came from. I said, I don't want these people suffocating themselves in my store. And not only that, there's another liability of that, and that means they could come in. I don't know who they are. I had people coming in that I knew that had shopped here before. I couldn't recognize them. And if they steal from me, I got nothing. I'm no identifier at all. So it's too risky for me to have, you know, masked banditos in my store. And that's why I did that. And then they didn't like that. They charged me for that. Of course, because everything's upside down and backwards. And so then I went into the private and became a PMA, private membership association only. So I'm always going to have the closed sign up. I'm never open to the public again. I will never be open to the public again. People ask me, when's your store going to be open? I'm like, it's not. I'm not a public conveyance. So you either make an appointment, sign the membership form, you become a member, and then we can have a discussion and you can pick up some stuff you might need. But other than that, I don't want the milling about of drones in my space. That's just, you know, safer for me, especially with Health Canada and all of these evil cartels, you know, trying to stop you, trying to shut you down for doing the right thing. Meanwhile, they're murdering people. They're just outright murderers, and they don't like that. They're brainwashed to think they're saving lives. They're good people doing God's work. And they're so demented. They're doing the devil's work. They're doing the opposite. And they don't even realize it. And they can't handle their mistakes. They're so weak that they can't accept that they're murderers, that there's blood on their hands. So they'd rather go on and continue to murder than accept that they've murdered. That's a little psychological glitch that I'd love to get to the root cause of that one, because that's a doozy. The second I would find out that I'm making a mistake, I would correct it immediately. I would atone for, you know, where is that moral aptitude that says, whoa, wait a second, I made a really bad mistake here and I got to stop. Where's the guilt of that? Instead, they have guilt and shame for just existing. And then that the shame ritual with the masking is where they prefer to stay. And it's really sad. But these are not agencies out for our health and well-being. My God, they are nasty. They're despicable. And as much as you think that, oh, that's a nice person, they're nice. You know, I hear that all the time. Oh, my doctor's nice. It's like, it's irrelevant. It's not even part of the argument. You can be nice as pie and still be a murderer. Okay, you can show one side of your personality on one side, right? And then on the other, you're going about your business thinking, handing out drugs. And I mean, there's drug to drug interactions, you know, and it amazes me the ignorance that they can't even make connections, that they've given somebody a drug, they're on other drugs, or that even certain foods can have drug-like effects. They don't care. They don't check. They don't look at your background. Just one size fits all poison. One size fits all mask, right? It's so irresponsible. Just the masking alone. It's so irresponsible. It's not even how you use a mask. It's not even how people who are trained to fit masks, they came out and whistle blew right at the beginning. They're like, whoa, you don't put a medical device on all people. You don't have to fit it right. It's a whole thing. You don't, after 20 minutes of use, it's garbage. What are you doing? Right? Nah, ignored. Everything ignored. The fact that there's zero evidence of an isolated virus, that there's been 113 freedom of informations in 23 countries that have all government agencies, all alphabet company agencies, no one has said they have it. Maybe there's a problem there, you know? And it doesn't matter. Ignore. Go along with it. It's really the zombie apocalypse that the CDC has an actual preparedness plan for.
Oh, indeed. I remember finding that in 2014 by accident, looking for an image on the internet. And it just blew me away. I phoned the, you know, matriarch of this station back then, say, Joyce, you can't believe what I found, that the CDC has a zombie apocalypse page. You know, we were both flabbergasted. I wish I could remember what I said, what we did an interview on that, because I've forgotten over the years to see if we were closer to the money. But you can see very, very clearly this isn't a good thing. And when these people have their psyches disabled to a certain point, I think so many people are so just psychotic at this point. If they announced on the radio to go and kill the unvaccinated or the unmasked, there'd probably be bodies in the street that people would act on that. They're just that close to becoming the zombie apocalypse if they're not already, you know, sharpening their swords in some dark place waiting for the command. It's just that bad, that dangerous, and it's hard to believe how good people could be taken down that path. But the big thing is, that's one of our biggest illusions, is to think that a lot of people deep down inside are good people, because you can't be good if you do this. I know when this started, a New York City physician in the emergency department was intubating his patients, and a lot of them, you know, didn't have anything. There was no really any need to do it. They just did it. And 80% of them died. And you just keep doing it. And I'm going like, okay, if I did that once because I thought it was the right thing to do, and maybe if I was slow to catch on and I really believed I was taught to do that, it's the right thing to do. I think after the second one, I'd be just saying, you know, there's got to be another way. And to hell with what they told me, I'm breaking into the medicine cabinet and passing out the hydroxy and the ivermectin, and all these bureaucrats can go to hell. And there's a few doctors that would do that. I've been fortunate to interview one here from Ontario, Dr. Frank Trozzi, who just gave up on medicine because he knows the answer, and he can't look people in the eye and tell them there's no answer. And that's a shame, because of the handful of decent, pure, good physicians in Ontario, they're not practicing medicine. A lot of them will be leaving law enforcement, the fire department, the ambulance service, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and replaced by the nincompoops who would just blindly follow the orders.
That's fine. They can have the nincompoops, and we'll get the good ones, and we'll build our new systems with the good ones, and we'll have what we need, and they'll basically waste away because they have a bunch of idiots that are all going to be mind-controlled zombies and also drugged, like, with multiple shots and part of their little AI system. And that's not going to survive. That is against life, nature, God, everything. That it will degrade. And we'll have what we have, and we just have to weather the storm and set up our good governance and our proper systems that we've always wanted outside of the cult and without prejudice. And we're good. So we just have to make sure we can fend off the genocidal attacks. You know, if you study the Hutus and the Tutsis when they did that in Rwanda, you know, It's the same thing. Make one group hate the other group, attack the group. It's like textbook. So we just have to make sure we protect ourselves from the crazy ones as they degrade. And we'll have what we need. And that's our focus now. That's where we need to put our efforts into. Rather than trying to save a system that's hell-bent on drowning itself. And just get out while you can. Find your people. And I mean local, on-the-ground people. I have a Telegram channel that has, it's called Ontario Awake Resource Network. You can find your local people and grow your food and get your chickens, you know. and we'll make it. We'll make it through. We just have to weather the storm and stay strong, stay grounded, and stay with God. And we'll get what we need. Trust that. There's no plan to trust other than God's. So stay heart-centered and loving. And do your work, do your inner work, and drop your illusions, and be open-minded, and be vigilant, and we'll do it. We'll get through it.
Indeed we will. And we are so honored and blessed to have had you come on the show today for my last show with Power Hour, and I'll stand in the ready reserves for when they need me again. But it has been just an honor, a privilege, and a blessing to have you here with us today, Amanda. You are just a wealth of information, and I really like the fact where you have a cooperative business. It's probably something a lot of Americans may need to look into to get outside of the dragnet that's coming for your store or place of business. Maybe you have options like that in your state. And we're coming up to the music. It's the roundup. And I'd like to thank Power Hour Nation. I'd like to thank Joyce Riley for all the years we slew the dragons. Catherine for all the hard work she does here at the show and putting me back in the chair for a while to help fill in through the tough times. And, of course, to you, Amanda, for all you do, for coming here. All our other guests that have told us plenty over the years. And, of course, to you. Our nation, a nation that goes all around the world, who beats to a different drummer to understand and to survive and to persevere the way God intended. To all of you, we bid you adieu. Until the next time, God bless you all. We will survive.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.